Hello, and welcome to the 35th episode of Get the Acceptance Letter. My name is Treasure Shields Redmond, and I'm known as the debt-free degree expert. I help busy parents of college-bound teens secure top-tier education without massive debt. In this episode, we're going to be talking about a huge population of busy parents of college-bound teens. I've named them Second Generation Shaky. If you want to know more about it and how they can get their kid into college and for free, join me. We've heard a lot about first generation college students. But what about the next generation? Much of what I read about addressing the challenges that Black, Brown, and poor families face with regard to college access assumes that if they just have the first college graduate, that from then on, their family legacy will be forever changed. And while this can be somewhat true, the same way that going to a hospital does not make you a doctor, just going to college doesn't make you able to replicate the experience or to take advantage of it in the ways that will produce more health, wealth, and safety for generations to come. As a business owner whose mission is to help busy parents of college-bound teens secure top-tier education without massive debt, I always hear two things when I tell people about the service I offer. Number one, where were you when I was in college? And number two, oh, you're going to do so much good because so many people need this information. Inevitably, the conversation moves toward first generation families and the lack of access to information about college and especially paying for it. While it is true that first generation, that population needs and deserves our attention. I have to say that another population comes into my purview even more often than first generation families. I like to call them second generation shaky. Here are some of the ways you know someone is a member of second generation shaky. First, they are not first generation families. The parents have already been to college, but they went flying by the seat of their pants and often taking on much more debt than they should have. They were part of families that have never done this, and because of that, often did it in the most expensive way possible. Next, they are often parents who finished college through a circuitous route. I can't tell you how many of my friends went to community college first and then spent some years working or got into an industry where they reached a salary ceiling and then went to college in order to progress further in their chosen field. In the Parent Academy I've created, it's not unusual that parents are still in college while learning how to advise their high school teen on college matchmaking and financial aid themselves. In addition, here's another way you know that someone is a member of second generation shaky. They are sometimes at the top level of expertise in a trade. Some of them are nurses and some of them are high level administrative assistants, or they've risen to the level of foreman or manager in a manufacturing industry. Second generation shaky has often invested hours in education with regard to their industry, even if it wasn't a traditional go to college as a freshman and sleep in a dorm experience. Finally, second generation shaky knows what they don't know. As a member of second generation shaky myself, I understand that how it starts is how it ends. And because of that, I was very strategic about the schools I put my son in because I understood that his K-12 curriculum would prepare him to be college ready. Second generation shaky has always been savvy enough to stand in lines in order to retrieve lottery spaces for magnet and charter schools. Been there. Second generation Shaky has moved into neighborhood that stressed their budgets in order to make sure their child was in a school system that had high graduation rates and high college admissions rates. Been there. So I'm saying all this to say that second generation Shaky deserves our attention. You know, we're the ones who are active in parent communities like PTOs and PTAs. And I am so proud to call second generation Shaky my people. In the Get the Acceptance Letter Parent Academy that I built, second generation Shaky is learning how to get their kid into a college that will match their gifts and goals and without massive debt. So I would encourage high school administrators, high school counselors, and college admissions professionals to think about ways to support this burgeoning and valuable population. Then maybe they can go from second generation Shaky to third generation strong. I hope you enjoy this episode of Get the Acceptance Letter. I mean, second generation Shaky, they are an important facet of our, you know, country's community. And they're going to provide the students who are going to change the world. Are you a busy parent of a college-bound teen and you're worried about how you're going to pay for college? Well, you should join me tonight. This is going up on a Wednesday for a free online workshop. And in it, we're going to cover what are the five types of free funds, where are the seven places you can find millions of dollars in scholarships, which document you should complete first to build what I'm calling a scholarship pipeline, how to make your computer gush like an oil well with fresh scholarships every day, and more. I'm calling this one, How to Build a Scholarship Pipeline and Secure Your Teen a Debt-Free Degree. So just tap on the link that I'm going to put in this podcast description, or you can go to gettheacceptanceletter.online to register as well. You guys have a great rest of your week. And until then, happy admissions.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.